Humanity is fighting unsolvable wars through hate, misunderstanding, lack of dialogue, competitive wars which have become businesses. The only final solution within the home, within the county, within the nation, within the international community, the only satisfying solution is that both sides of a dispute find that they are the winner. Beyond the simple everyday mind, Shiva has given a superconscious intelligence available to everyone to reach up high within himself and find solutions to unsolvable problems. Lord Shiva's philosophy is that problems are meant to be solved. They are an exercise for our spiritual growth. Problems are not to be lived with, to have mental battles within ourselves. They are to be solved, and once the facts are all known, the solution is obvious. So on this most holy night of Lord Shiva, where Saivites around the world gather, in nearly every country of the world, thinking of the highest within them, the group helps the individual, and the individual helps the group. Lord Shiva has another magic which he's given to his devotees, and that is the power to take the negative vibrations of the world in through themselves and turn them into positive creations that benefit all. Shiva has given a great power to his devotees to influence by example with few words. And Shiva's great boon to his devotees is, you come one step, Shiva will come nine. And this is easy for Lord Shiva to do. Very easy for Lord Shiva to do. Because Lord Shiva lives within you. The source of the energy of your body. The source of the energy of your intellect. The light that lights up your thought. All come from Lord Shiva. The great philosophers have clearly discerned that Shiva has created the universe, preserves the universe, and can withdraw it into himself. But there's one thing that he cannot do. With all his great power, he cannot take himself out of you. Skeptics postulate that if Shiva is within me, why do I have to go to a temple? If you're a good Shiva Bhaktar, you do not have to go to the temple. But Shiva Bhaktars, those who really worship Shiva with their heart and soul, are very hard to find. Going to the temple is a rarefied vibration that lifts your consciousness into Shiva consciousness. The great philosophers and the skeptics all know that it is not always easy to maintain Shiva consciousness with our daily duties, our interrelations with our friends and family, our entanglements of the lower mind. Shiva consciousness escapes us. We're conscious of other things. This is why the Saivite who is on the path tears himself away from the mundane world every Friday, goes to the temple. Tears himself away from the mundane world with great effort and takes a pilgrimage once a year to a far-off temple. The Saivasiddhanta on the path cannot live without a temple. The temple can live without its devotees, but the Saivite devotee cannot live without a temple and a home shrine, which is the extension of the temple.